You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and informative daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and renewable markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the energy landscape.
Monday, January 12, 2026. Private dancers, non-state midstreamers holding their own on Mexico's gas pipeline dance floor. Published by Housley Carr. In Mexico, state-owned players like Cenagas and the Comisión Federal de Electricidad, or CFE, continue to play central roles in planning and underpinning the development of natural gas pipelines. At the same time, however, Mexico has leveraged the participation of a handful of private sector companies, TC Energy, Ascentia Energy, and Grupo Carso among them, that have built, and currently operate, a significant share of the new pipelines there. Now, these midstreamers are working to advance several projects that would spur additional U.S. gas exports. In today's RBN blog, we discuss the important role of these private sector companies in Mexico's midstream space. As we said in Down in Mexico, natural gas production by state-owned Petróleos Mexicanos, or Pemex, has been averaging less than 4 BCF per day the past couple of years, and less than one-third of that has been sold into the domestic market. The rest is either used internally by Pemex for its production and refining operations or is unmarketable, and typically flared, because of its high nitrogen content. Since the mid-2010s, CFE has developed a massive fleet of gas-fired power plants and helped to underwrite the build-out of a far-reaching network of gas pipelines from South Texas and West Texas, and to and through Mexico. The net result? Pipeline exports of U.S. natural gas to Mexico averaged more than 6.7 BCF per day in the first 10 months of 2025, 3.6x what they were in the same period in 2013. Export volumes are seasonal, higher in the warmer months and lower in the cooler months. A monthly record 7.2 BCF per day was exported in May 2025, and a daily record of 8 BCF per day was set in August. Virtually all of that gas is sourced from either the Permian or the Eagleford, and transported from the Waha and Agua Dulce hubs, or directly from the Eagleford, to the U.S.-Mexico border by newish, large-diameter pipelines, most of them developed by private sector companies and underpinned by long-term contracts with CFE. More on these pipelines and their owners later. Within Mexico, the gas flows through pipes owned by either state-owned Cenagas, which was formed in 2014 to own and manage Pemex's 6,200-mile gas pipeline network, aka Cistrangas, or by companies like TC Energy, Ascentia Energy, and Grupo Carso, sometimes in partnerships with CFE. Again, more on these later. The administrations of former Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, aka AMLO, and his successor Claudia Sheinbaum, have seen the value of having the private sector play a significant role in developing, owning, and operating gas pipelines, but only if they work closely with CFE and Cenagas in planning their projects. In almost every case, CFE signs on as an anchor shipper and off-taker on a new pipeline, and recently it has also been taking an equity stake. As for Cenagas, private sector players planning new pipelines work closely with it in integrating their projects into the Cistrangas grid. With that as background, let's begin our look at some of the leading publicly held, partially private and fully private entities involved in Mexican gas pipelines and U.S. pipelines to the border. We'll start with TC Energy, the well-known, Calgary, Alberta-based midstreamer, which has more miles of gas pipelines in Mexico than any other private sector company. Then, in part two, we'll continue with Ascentia, formerly Fermaca Enterprises, which went public via an initial public offering, IPO, in November 2025, Grupo Carso, which is controlled by Mexican billionaire Carlos Slim, NGSA, the French energy company, Sempra Infrastructure, part of Sempra, and privately held Grupo Clisa. TC Energy's TC Energia subsidiary has developed several gas pipelines in Mexico over the past few years and expects to build more. The operational pipes are: Number 1, Topolobampo, aka El Encino Topolobampo, a 356-mile, 670 million cubic feet per day pipeline in northwestern Mexico that transports gas to El Oro and Topolobampo in Mexico's Sinaloa state. Number 2, Mazatlan, aka El Oro Mazatlan, a 267-mile, 201 million cubic feet per day facility that runs south along the Gulf of California's eastern coast to Mazatlan. Number 3, Guadalajara, a 194-mile, 356 517 million cubic feet per day bidirectional pipeline down the same coast that connects imported LNG supply near Manzanillo and traditional pipeline supply near the city of Guadalajara, to power plants and industrial customers in Colima and Jalisco states. Number 4. Tamazuncal, a 230-mile pipeline that moves gas from Naranjos in Veracruz state to El Sauz in central Mexico's Querétaro state. The Naranjos to Tamazuncal portion has a capacity of 885 million cubic feet per day, and the Tamazuncal to El Sauz section can transport up to 630 million cubic feet per day. Number 5. Villa de Reyes, VDR, aka Tula Villa de Reyes, of which 196 miles are operational. The pipeline has a stated capacity of 886 million cubic feet per day. Its north and lateral sections are interconnected to the Tamazuncal pipeline and other third-party systems, and support gas deliveries to power plants in San Luis Potosí and Guanajuato. Number 6. Tula, aka Tuxpan Tula, which is also partially in service. Tula's 71-mile, 886 million cubic feet per day east section is interconnected to the Sur de Texas pipeline and transports gas to power plants in Veracruz. Number 7. Sur de Texas, aka Sur de Texas Tuxpan, a 481-mile, 2.6 BCF per day subsea pipeline that runs from the U.S.-Mexico border near Brownsville, Texas, to power plants and other customers in Altamira, Tamaulipas State, and Tuxpan, Veracruz State, where it connects to TC Energy's Tamazuncal and Tula pipelines, the latter of which is under construction, as well as other third-party pipes. TC Energy holds a 60% ownership interest in Sur de Texas and operates the facility. The other 40% is owned by Sempra Infrastructure. Sempra is in the process of selling a 45% stake in Sempra Infrastructure to KKR. Number 8. Southeast Gateway, a recently completed 444-mile subsea pipeline that can transport up to 1.3 BCF per day from the terminus of Sur de Texas at Tuxpan to delivery points further down Mexico's Gulf Coast at Coatzacoalcos in Veracruz State and Paraíso in Tabasco State. See ahead of ourselves for more on Southeast Gateway. We should note here that, after a tiff between CFE and TC Energy over tariffs on some of the company's pipelines, especially Tuxpan Tula and Tula Villa de Reyes, that started in 2019, the parties in 2022 reached a settlement. Under that deal, CFE entered into a new take-or-pay transportation service agreement, PRTSA, for moving gas on Tamazuncal, Southeast Gateway, Tuxpan Tula and Tula Villa de Reyes through 2055. CFE would assume a 15% ownership interest in all these pipelines after helping to steer the last three pipes through the permitting right-of-way process and making unspecified capital contributions. During TC Energy's July 2025 quarterly earnings call, executives cited two reasons they expect to see additional opportunities to develop new pipeline capacity in Mexico over the next few years. First, they noted that many existing pipelines in northern Mexico are nearing capacity, and that expansions to at least some of those pipes are likely. Second, the executive said that by 2030, the Mexican government plans to bring online 8 gigawatts of new gas-fired plants, and our assets are strategically positioned to support this necessary build-out. In the next blog in this series, we'll look at Essentia Energy's existing and planned gas pipeline assets in Mexico, including its multifaceted Guadalajara system, which transports large amounts of gas from the Waha hub to the U.S.-Mexico border near El Paso, via the 200-mile, 640 million cubic feet per day Roadrunner pipeline Essentia co-owns with ONEOK, and from there down Mexico's spine through a string of interconnected pipes owned and operated by Essentia. U.S. natural gas exports to Mexico and their role in helping to balance gas supply and demand north of the border will be among the many topics discussed at RBN's upcoming GasCon 2026. The one-day conference, to be held at Hilton Americas in Houston on Wednesday, February 25th, will bring together RBN's top analysts and leading executives from across the industry to discuss the latest developments in Gulf Coast gas markets. Private Dancer was written by Mark Knopfler and appears as the fourth song on side two of Tina Turner's fifth studio album of the same name. Mark Knopfler originally wrote the song for Dire Straits' 1982 album, Love Over Gold, but the song didn't make the final cut for the LP. Some of the original Dire Straits tracks were used on Turner's version of the song. Released as a single in November 1984, it went to number 3 on the Billboard Hot R&B/Hip-Hop Singles Chart and number 7 on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles Chart. Personnel on the record were Tina Turner, vocals, Hal Linds, guitar, John Elsley bass, Alan Clark, keyboards, Terry Williams, drums, John Diggle, Carter, percussion, Mel Collins, tenor saxophone, and Jeff Beck, guitar solo. The album, Private Dancer, was recorded in 1983-84 at the Farmyard, Mayfair, Wessex, Good Earth, Abbey Road, and CBS Studios in London. Produced by Terry Britton, Carter, Leon Chancellor, Wilton Felder, Rupert Hine, Joe Sample, Greg Walsh, and Marilyn Ware, it was released in May 1984. It went to number 3 on the Billboard 200 albums chart and has been certified 5X Platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America. 7 singles were released from the LP. Tina Turner, Anna Mae Bullock, was an American singer, songwriter, actress, and author. Known as the Queen of Rock and Roll, she was a dominant figure in pop culture. Turner started her professional career in 1956, when she joined future husband Ike Turner's band. The band became the Ike and Tina Turner Review in 1960. With the Ike and Tina Turner Review, she released 22 studio albums, 8 live albums, 2 soundtrack albums, 31 compilation albums, and 70 singles. As a solo artist, Turner released 9 studio albums, 2 live albums, 6 compilation albums, and 72 singles. She has sold more than 100 million records worldwide and has won 12 Grammy Awards, a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award, and Kennedy Center Honors. She is a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member of the Ike and Tina Turner Review and as a solo artist, and is also a member of the National Rhythm and Blues Hall of Fame. Turner appeared in 18 films and was the author of 5 books. She died in May 2023 at her home in Küssnacht, Switzerland, at 83.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.